I've had water wick under a subfloor for 6 weeks before anyone noticed the smell. Not a burst pipe, not an obvious leak, nothing that tripped any alarm, just a wax ring that didn't seat correctly, the toilet rocking slightly on an uneven floor, and water from every flush migrating a little further into the subfloor until the smell made the problem undeniable. By the time we found it, the subfloor needed to come out. 3 sheets of 3/4 plywood, the vinyl underneath it, and 2 weeks of work to fix what a correctly installed wax ring would have prevented entirely. I'm telling you that story before anything else because I want you to understand what's actually at stake when you install a toilet. It is not a complicated job. Most of it is straightforward. But there is one seal in the process, one where a mistake doesn't announce itself immediately, where the failure is silent and slow, and where catching it early is the only thing that separates a $30 fix from a $2,000 one. On the bench behind me right now, I've got the usual hardware for a toilet swap. Wax ring still in its box, pair of flange bolts, new supply line with quarter turn shutoff, adjustable wrench, slip joint pliers, hacksaw if I need it, putty knife, level, and a playing card I grabbed from a junk drawer before I came in here. A single playing card. I'll tell you what that's for later, but I want you to know it's there. First, let's talk about what you're working with before you ever touch the new toilet. The toilet flange is the fitting that's set into the floor and connects the toilet horn to the drain. It's almost always PVC or cast iron. It should be level with or very slightly above the finished floor surface, and it needs to be in good shape. A cracked flange, or one that's set too deep, or one that's been damaged by someone over-tightening the previous toilet's bolts, will compromise your installation before you ever open the wax ring box. Look at it before you commit to anything else. If the flange ears are cracked, if the ring is broken, if it's set more than a quarter inch below the floor surface, you need to address that first, and depending on what's down there, that might be a different conversation. Assuming the flange is good, dry fit the flange bolts into the slots on either side of the flange opening, brass side down, threaded end up. There's no torque involved here. They drop in and turn 90 degrees to lock. Slide them so they're roughly centered in the oval slots, which gives you some adjustment room when you're aligning the toilet. You'll anchor them later. Don't use anything to hold them in position yet. The wax ring goes on the toilet horn, not on the flange. I know some people set it on the flange instead, and it works either way. But setting it on the toilet horn gives you better control over placement and lets you do a cleaner seating. Position the wax ring centered on the horn, wax side away from the porcelain. It should sit there under its own weight. Don't stretch it, don't compress it, don't warm it up in hot water to make it more pliable. Just let it sit at room temperature in the room where you're working. Cold wax is stiff wax. Stiff wax doesn't seat fully. Here's where the lift matters. A toilet is heavy. Somewhere between 60 and 120 pounds, depending on the model, and the geometry of it is awkward. If you're working alone, clear the floor completely. Get your feet positioned close to the base, lift from your legs, and get it centered over the flange bolts before you commit to lowering. The bolt holes in the base of the toilet are going to have to line up with your flange bolts as you come straight down. And if you're guessing and adjusting mid-lower, you will shift the wax ring, and it will not seat evenly. Take a second, look down at the bolts, look at the holes, get them aligned, then lower the toilet straight down onto the flange in one controlled motion. That motion, once it's committed, does not come back up. You don't raise the toilet off a seated wax ring and reseat it. The wax compresses into the gap between the horn and the flange once, and once only. If you seat it and decide you don't like the orientation, you need a new wax ring. That is a $3 fix and not a catastrophe, but I want you to know going in, so you're not surprised when I say this. Commit to the direction before you sit it down. Sit down on the toilet, your body weight applied straight down, and rock slightly, side to side, and forward and back. What you're feeling for is the toilet wanting to rock. If it's rocking, it's not sitting flat on the floor. And that rocking will, over time, compromise the wax seal. Most floors have a little variation. Most bathrooms have a little unevenness in the tile or the subfloor. This is where the playing card comes in. A single playing card is 0.03 inches thick. That's not a coincidence. That's why it's sitting on the bench. If your toilet is rocking on a high spot in the floor, you need to shim one side slightly to bring the base into full contact with the floor. Plastic toilet shims are sold for this exact purpose, but a playing card, cut to fit under the base of the toilet, pushed in until the rocking stops, works identically, and is something you almost certainly already have in the house. You can use two cards stacked if you need more height. Once you've confirmed the toilet sits flat and doesn't rock, put the plastic caps over the flange bolts, drop the washers on, and hand tighten the nuts down. The bolts are the moment where I made my mistake on my first solo toilet install. And I want to tell you about it clearly so you don't repeat it. I was tightening the nuts on the flange bolts, alternating sides, which is correct, trying to bring the toilet down evenly. And I was using an adjustable wrench, and I was going by feel, and my feel was off. The tank cracked. Not the bowl, not the seat, the tank, where the bolt passes through the mounting holes at the bottom of the tank into the bowl. I had over-tightened the tank bolts, not the flange bolts, but I was in a rhythm of tightening, and I lost track of what I was tightening. The crack was hairline at first. The tank filled. It held pressure. It didn't leak visibly. I found the crack 3 days later when I noticed the floor was wet. The rule I use now. Flange bolts, snug by hand, then a quarter turn with the wrench. The toilet should not lift off the floor when you pull up on the rim. If it does, go another eighth of a turn, alternating sides. Do not apply torque beyond what it takes to eliminate movement. Porcelain is not cast iron. It does not have a warning sound before it gives. It simply cracks, and cracks in toilets are not repairable in any meaningful sense. Tank bolts, finger tight, then one quarter turn. That is it. That is all. If the tank leaks at the mounting bolts, the rubber washers inside are not seated correctly, and the fix is to check the washers, not to add more torque. Supply line. Connect to the shutoff valve and to the bottom of the tank, hand tight on both ends. Turn the shutoff valve slowly to open. Watch the supply line connections as the tank fills. Watch the base of the toilet as the first flush clears. What you are feeling for when you put your hand on the base of the toilet after the flush is nothing. No moisture. No vibration that suggests something is shifting. The toilet should sit completely still. The flush should give a full, clean swirl, meaning the water exits cleanly from all around the rim rather than pooling on one side. And you should be able to push down and sideways on the rim without any movement at all. If the toilet rocks after the installation, don't add more shims and ignore it. A rocking toilet means the wax ring is under repeated stress with every use, and a wax ring under repeated stress will eventually fail in the way I described at the beginning of this. Start over. New wax ring. It's $30 and 2 hours, and it is incomparably better than the alternative. The playing card came out from under the toilet base cleanly, and the toilet didn't rock after that. The first flush was clean and complete. 6 months later, that bathroom floor is dry and has never given me any reason to think about it. What's fighting you on your current bathroom project? The flange, the fit, or the floor underneath it?